What's up, everybody? Welcome to Audio Oddity. I'm your host, Rocky, here with my lovely co-host, M, who's
Why do you sound like that? You're like, well, welcome back, everyone. Like,
I didn't say welcome back. I just said welcome, everybody. I say this every week.
Yeah, you do, but you sound like a sports narrator. You're like, welcome back, everyone.
You should know now. That's my generic intro.
Generic? No. It's not. It's the way you said it.
You
not
know,
what
I should
you
come
said.
Up with a pre-recorded. That way, I can just press a button and it does that. And
yeah,
then
we can
have
change
to do it. No more.
We can change the last sound, the laugh soundtrack to that.
Yeah, because you're not allowed to touch that soundtrack no more ever.
Remember that one time I reached over the table to get it?
Yes, I do. I remember that. So what's going on now?
Nothing. I'm dead tired.
Dead tired. Come on now. Let's get the energy going. Woo.
Woo. You're right. It's like. It's like 1 p.m., right?
1 p.m.
1 p.m.
Not exactly 1 p.m.
Sun out, I should be energized.
Yeah, that's right. You should be outside frolicking in the leaves. Is frolic? People still use that?
No one's like, oh, you should go outside and frolic.
Frolic. I don't think I ever said that to y'all, huh? Like, get up and go outside and frolic.
No, I don't think. And I probably would have been like, what's frolic mean? Like,
yeah,
you know?
Probably. And then I probably been arrested. Because I'm pretty sure somebody thought that was something else. Stop cursing. This is a family friendly podcast. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Someone didn't know what synopsis meant. I was like, what is wrong with you?
Were they asked to leave the school immediately?
Yeah, I know, right? Like, they were like, no, it was like, they were like,
was it a reading class? That'd be
no,
even funnier.
No, oh, okay, it's not a reading class. It was a law enforcement class. And
okay.
They were like, what's synopsis? I never heard that used in a word. And I was like, what is wrong with y'all? Y'all never watched the movie? Like, what?
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, today we're going to be talking The Batman.
The worst movie ever.
Really?
Really?
It's not. You didn't even see it.
I didn't even see it.
Anyways, we're going to be talking The Batman, of course, Elden Ring, like every other video game podcast.
Yeah.
This week. And I got a little news. But first, Em, where can they find us?
At audiooddity at oddity at gmail.com for email. That's all I remember.
You can find us. One day you're going to get that right. You can find us across all major and minor podcast platforms.
Don't say minor, because they could be like, you're not on WhatsApp. Like, what?
I know, right? Okay. You can find us on you can find us on most podcast platforms at Audio Oddity Podcast. You can also find us across all social media at Audio Oddity Podcast. And if you would like to email us, you can email us at audioodditypodcast@gmail.com. You know, one person I want to hear from. So I was looking, just real quick off the top of my head, I was looking at our analytics yesterday, right?
Yeah.
And we have people that listen in Germany, because it breaks it down pretty like specific, you know what I mean? So behind the United States, there's like German listeners, right? So whoever you are listening in Germany, please reach out, because I'm like, I'm just wondering how that happened. Like,
you know? I was one day scrolling and I came upon. Oh, I haven't.
Yeah, I mean, it's a few other countries on there, but Germany was like, I mean, it was a way more percentage than I thought it would be. You know.
Yeah.
And it was they even broke it down to city or town in Germany, which was like, yes, I don't remember exactly. But if you're that listener,
yeah, maybe you shouldn't call out their city and town.
Yeah, maybe not. Huh? I know, right? But if you're that listener, and it could have been a fluke. It could have been just,
you
know,
it could have been someone put their thing as Germany and just felt like it.
Or it could have been just somebody listening for one time and was like, well, you know, what is this?
What is this?
Yeah, and threw their phone out the window or whatever, you know.
Americans listen? Americans?
Yeah, I thought this was, you know, a music podcast. But that, anyways,
we've established that, like,
yeah, we established our name. Yeah, we established the name.
I would have thought it was. Thought it a music podcast too.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, so we established that yesterday.
Okay, moving on to the joke of the day.
No, we're not moving to joke of the day. Germany, please shout out. Thank you. Okay, go ahead.
Oh my god!
Please reach
that
out
one
to
person
me.
From Germany is like, they know me.
That's it. Now he's gonna be like, I'm not reaching out to a weirdo.
Yeah, for real.
What? Delete this.
They called me out.
That's it.
Okay, so what's the difference between a light bulb and a pregnant woman?
Unfortunately, I know this. And I need to check with our sensors to make sure this is okay to say on the podcast.
You can unscrew a light bulb.
I'm going to edit you out the
I'm
podcast.
Dead. Just
I'm going to edit you completely out of this. Completely out.
I love that joke. I love that joke.
Anyways, all right, and let's hop right into it. Let's get right into it. So, yesterday, I went to go see The Batman.
Played by Edward from Twilight. I'm not even joking. That's actually Edward from Twilight.
It is Edward from Twilight, but he's not just... He played a lot of different roles.
I know, but like... Come on. Everyone was, no one was like, oh, that's
Robert
James
Pattinson
from...
has played more than just Edward from Twilight.
Yeah, okay. No one was like, oh, that's James from Pinocchio. They were like, no, that's Edward from Twilight. Like, no.
Okay, all right. So, yes, Robert Pattinson, who plays Edward from Twilight, he plays the Batman.
The Batman.
Yes. And, all right, Jacob comes in and kills him at the end. I just had to throw that in. I'm sorry. Spoiler alert. No, I'm joking. This movie should have had Jacob, though. That would have been awesome.
Yeah, they'd be like, oh, how?
He just shows up. Yeah, he just shows up. Anyways, no, but...
We loved how you switched thing for Bella.
So, you know, people know the way I do my reviews, I don't, you know, I'm not going to sit here and make you listen to me talking. And at the end, I'm like, you know, just like 20 minutes later and it's...
No, I feel like people have a recurring thing to do, like... thing to do, like, oh, well, they say what they say and then they say the opposite of what they say
at the
end.
So
and
I'm going to say up front, the movie was okay to me. I would not have... I seen it got tens, a lot of tens, a lot of nines.
Some people were going to slander you for just saying it's okay.
You can slander all you want.
No, because it was trash. It was absolutely...
It was not trash. Okay, so look. Anyways, can I finish my review?
No, Alea said it was trash. And she don't even understand why it was trash.
Like, that's her first Batman movie.
Yeah, I know.
And okay, anyways, can I finish my review?
Okay, continue.
It was more like a 7. I'll give it a 7. It was more like on a 7 scale. I didn't hear people say it was great and this and this. And even before it came out, the reviewers were like, oh my lord, this is, you know, and I think IGN gave it a 9. And
what?
Yeah.
IGN, I expected more.
IGN gave it a 9. GameSpot gave it a 6, right?
Yeah, understandable.
I'm going to go with GameSpot on this.
A 6?
GameSpot.
Yesterday you were saying 7.
Yeah, I'm going to go 7, but I'm closer to GameSpot than I am IGN on this. Like,
what is up with the 9s?
They've been passing out 9s and 10s all year, matter of fact. I don't know.
Yeah, for real.
But anyways, yeah. So here's my reasons. I wrote down
the
some
whole
notes.
Movie, besides the whole movie, they were being like, yes.
No. I can't get into my phone. Okay, here we go.
Are you just hideously scarred underneath that mask? Like, no. What's going on?
Okay.
Why are you on my screen? Get off.
Stop. So the movie, it has a very dark overtone. It reminded me of, and I know you're too young to remember this movie, but you might have heard about it. But it reminded me of The Crow.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, Bruce Lee's son, Brandon Lee, played a character back in the day called The Crow. Which was it was very dark and
gritty.
It was all gritty. It was very the movie was. I remember back then, and I was probably in high school, maybe. He became like a symbol to like all the goth girls, you know, they were like all into The Crow, and it's kind of like The Craft. I don't know if you remember that movie either.
No.
Yeah, it's like a witch movie. But anyways, but that was like the movies, The Crow and The Craft, and they were all into it, and emo, and you know, they were, I remember that. So this reminded me of that. Robert Pattinson, he did a good job at the role.
What? Man, Batman, okay, he was the perfect, in the same way, it was horrible acting. Like, I can just tell from the trailer that it was, like, it was horrible
acting.
But, like, he was the perfect person for the role, because all Batman ever does in any movie is brood.
Okay, so, yeah, this is definitely a brooding Batman. Ain't no smiles in this movie. It ain't no Bruce Wayne scene where he's with the girl and, you know, and...
Yeah.
And nah, ain't none of that. He's brooding. But
you gotta say, they beautifully did, like, the makeup on him.
But you gotta put the movie in context. This is only a couple years after... Well, not a couple years after his parents died. But a couple years after him becoming Batman. So he ain't been Batman that long. He hasn't learned, probably, how to... be Batman in Bruce Wayne. So you got to put all that in the context too.
Yeah.
So he more comes off as like an angry, you know, depressed teenager in the movie.
He is.
But absolutely. But in reality, he's probably like,
I could get that from the trailer.
In reality, he's like 30. Probably. He's like 30 in the movie. I did like the darkness of it, but the movie's like 3 hours long. It gets kind of old. Like, every scene's, like, dark or raining or, you know, and you're like, okay, like...
Can I get, like, a moment, please?
Yeah, like, all right, the sun never shined in this city. Like, like, all right, come on. Like I said, Robert Pattinson does play a good role, but him and Zoe Kravitz, who played Catwoman...
Yeah, she is beautiful. Like,
That's kind of the problem, okay, here with me.
Why?
These people were too beautiful.
That's what I mean. They were so sleek and
there and you're watching scenes with them and they're like talking and stuff. And you're like, wait, is this a cologne ad or is
this? For real. That's what I mean. When I saw the trailer, I thought it was not a cologne ad, but like, I thought it was like a beauty product, Matt, because I saw Zoe and I was like, she's weight.
And that's exactly what it looks like when they're like standing face to face and they're talking.
Catgirl, exactly.
And her makeup is on fleek. Do we still say fleek?
No, we don't.
Okay, well, her makeup is on point. Like, she does not look like she climbing through windows cat burgling. Like,
for real.
You know, and his makeup is on point. Like, he don't look like he ran around the city. He wears eyeshadow even when he's not in the bat costume. It's a scene when he's
the
like...
cheekbones.
What? High definition cheekbones. And I mean, anyways. So
it's
even
true.
When he's like Bruce Wayne, he's like an eyeliner. And I'm like, why is Bruce Wayne wearing eyeliner? I don't know what's going on.
Well, you never know. Maybe he has a day job. Yeah. No, you can just wear eyeliner to wear eyeliner. I mean, but for the movie, to pretend like he doesn't wear eyeliner.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I guess. Go off,
yeah.
So that was my only problem with, like, the actual look of them. The Penguin, Colin Farrell nailed the Penguin. Like, I liked his Penguin because, like, he wasn't, like, a silly, you know, the quacking and all that Penguin. He was just a mobster named the Penguin. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because of his outer appearance and, you know, how he walked with a little limp. Because, you know. Anyways, so I liked Colin Farrell as the Penguin. And that brings me to the Riddler. So the Riddler was the villain in the movie. I guess he was like the main villain. And
what happened to the Joker?
Joker hasn't appeared since The Dark Knight. So, yeah. Anyways, I'll touch on that in a minute. So, yeah. So, what was that? Riddler. So, he was the Riddler in the movie. So, this Riddler here, he is more of, he's more closer to, like, Jigsaw.
You want to play a game?
Yeah, he's closer to that. I read some stuff before. They said they were basing him on the Zodiac Killer. Remember Zodiac Killer?
Yeah.
Yeah, they said it was kind of based. I think they mean by look, because I don't know if
by look,
seen.
No one knows what the Zodiac Killer looks like.
Zodiac Killer, like, back in the day, he wore that leather. Like, they showed him like the way people describe him. He wearing a leather mask, and you know, and that's kind of how the Riddler looked. He wore this leather mask and stuff or whatever. So,
so the design of the Riddler.
Yeah, the design, the outer, but his his
antics, it has nothing to do with like the like.
He does the question mark thing still, but it's a lot like darker. Like
I've never heard of the Riddler in my life.
Oh, what? Why are you even here then? Anyways, the Riddler, he's a Batman villain, old time Batman villain, whatever. Anyway, so he was more like the, like I said, he was more like a Saw type character. He set traps for people and, you know, people who feel like wronged him.
Zodiac Killer in style, killer in games.
Jigsaw Killer. He was just,
that's a mitch
yeah, he match. Was, yeah, he was, he played, you know, he was crazy. He had it, you know, I'm not going to spoil the movie, but
I feel like the craziest people that you can really like play off as crazy is the people that don't know they're crazy. They're like, world.
I think he kind of played that. So he had his reasons though. And which, like I said, I'm not going to spoil it. You can see, you can watch his reasons. They had a couple silly things in there with him. Like, it didn't make sense to me.
I thought you said there was no comedic relief in this.
No, I don't think they were going for comedic relief. Oh. So, it was a part in here where, and I don't think this is a spoiler, but the Riddler is using, like, Facebook Live to, like, communicate.
Stop.
I can't make this up. So, okay, which is cool, right? Because this is new, modern. Mm-hmm. You know, this is updated stuff. So yeah, you know, I could see that. So he's like using Facebook Live to like taunt and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was
bad.
No, I was cool with it. Like it was okay. It was two things about this. Number one is that okay. So if you're gonna do something like that, seem like you would use something like off the dark web or some kind of, you know, to broadcast across. He apparently was not using anything off the dark web.
This was like Facebook profile.
It was like regular. Riddler, yeah, it was Riddler. Like an Instagram. And how I can tell this is because people were giving him likes. Like you can see the like thing in there. And I was like, hold on a minute.
Oh no, actually, could be a dark website.
They got a dark web thing where people can like.
No, like, it's what? Like okay. How it works is no.
No, stop. Don't forget to repost my dark web video. Thank you.
No, listen.
Like and follow.
Stop. Listen. Okay, you ever played the game?
No.
Not. Or is it the game? I don't even know.
I played a game, but
okay. And the little thing. In the beginning of the game, there's a video thing where the dark web people are streaming and they're like, oh, like and follow. Not like and follow. They're like if you want her to live and you want her to die and like stuff like that. Like, and then people would just start spamming like and like. Yeah.
Okay.
And
is that a real thing or just is like no on idea. A show or something?
It was just on a game. So I was like, okay. Maybe you can go off of that. Like,
yeah. I got a strong inkling.
It was Facebook Live.
I have a strong inkling that there's no like button on the dark web cameras. I mean, unless it's like some kind of private server somebody's running, you know, whatever.
No, but I think it could be something like someone, you could comment. It's like a live stream, so you can just comment. And
yeah,
stuff.
You can comment, I'm sure. Yeah, but I'm sure they have a
like. You can comment and like I think.
It was like the heart one. I don't see I don't know. It just came off kind of like, what? I don't know. I could be wrong.
That'd be really cool if they had like a design for that. Like instead of a heart button.
Skull or something.
Or something like that.
Yeah. I could be way off. I could be wrong. I'm not, you know, I could be wrong. But I don't know. It just came off kind of cheesy. And the second thing is, man, I don't know who this, you know, what's going on with this Riddler or whatever. But we need to get him for podcast promotion. This dude had like 500 followers. And they wouldn't just know any kind of followers. They were like willing to kill for him. Like, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to get a few people to listen to the podcast. You know what I mean? I don't need you to take up arms and try to kill for me.
Need you to like.
Yeah, he had
follow,
a whole
repost.
Yeah, he had a whole like follow repost. You know that's all we require.
I mean, but do you really want people that want to kill for you like, as a near you? Like
yes, I do.
Oh, they'd be like, oh, that's Rocky and that's him and like that's their co-host, and be like, oh, like I'll murder someone for you. Like, what
I was like,
hell?
Bet. But look, let's just start off with listen to the podcast every Sunday at 11.
No.
Thank you. You know, we can start off with that.
I would not want that.
We can start off with that, you know, and then we can step it up from there, you know, step it up from there, you know.
What do you mean step it up from there? Who are we going to have them kill?
Oh, just, no killing yet. Okay. We're not
yet?
To kill. We're not.
What do you mean? Yeah, I don't think we want murder. No,
but you got to keep them egged on, you know, feel like you got
we
that.
We can get arrested.
You got to feel like you got that passion too.
Isn't that like, I don't know, you're going to send like a cease and desist to your house. Like,
No. You just got to feel like you got that passion too. You go like, not yet. How about we just retweet? Retweet the podcast. Thank you. Retweet.
And they'd be like, when can we start murdering people?
I was like, who murder? Look, that's on the agenda. But for now, could you just go make these t-shirts?
And then they start, you know, people like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what? People who
start sending us like cut out magazine letter things, right?
Yeah.
And I'll be like, so look, I'm all about promotion. I'm like, look, these are nice cuts, but you didn't include the name of the podcast on it. Okay. We're
no,
gonna have to
I'm
talk
saying,
about that.
Like,
we're
no.
never gonna get to murder at this rate. You keep putting together work like this, we're never gonna get to murder. You know?
So. No, I'm saying like people like that are like very what do you call it when they're like very
obsessive?
No, not obsessive, like flexible. Like they're like, oh, one day, well, we worship you. You want them. And then they're cutting your throat
like,
in the middle of the night.
Next time they
want
to kill me?
Yeah, the next time they want to, they were like.
Hey, look, I mean, if they come and kill you and it's great publicity.
He lives in Texas. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. We got hints.
If you get murdered by one of our fans and it's great publicity, I can live with that. You know
there's people right here that literally. Remember that one guy who literally saw this girl at the bus station and was like, I want to kill her whole family. And like, okay, even talking about this could put us in danger.
Probably. And probably by the guy in Germany.
Yeah. Stop. That poor guy in Germany.
A girl. Who knows? I have no idea. Anyways, moving on. But anyways, I just wanted to, he had great, great promotion. Like, oh man.
The Riddler.
I was
Twitter
impressed.
Status is just like.
Oh, what? I mean, it's one thing. Who cares if you got a million followers that won't even, you know what I mean? You know, you see people, you see them all the time.
Yeah.
They have like 30 million followers and you see their video.
And only like 1 million watch.
Yeah, or even 80,000 views, which is good, but you got 30 million followers.
For real.
You know, this dude had 500 followers.
What happened with Jake Paul, right?
Maybe. I don't know. And guess how many views he had on his video? 500, because every last one of them were watching, you know. And then guess how many people he got to show up to kill? He got a good amount of them to show up and kill.
I don't think this is what we want to use the base off.
But I'm just saying, that's a following. And, you know, Riddler, if you're out there, you know, I need a little podcast promotion. I need your trick.
You busting through the window.
Yeah,
pow,
whatever,
pow,
yeah
pow,
whatever,
pow.
Whatever trick you're using, give me some of that, you know, whatever.
You're like, oh, just
but
be
anyways,
crazy. You know what I mean?
But anyways, yeah. So, I don't know, that whole social media, which, I mean, I guess, you know. So, and this is another thing in movies. In all movies, this ain't just the Batman, but movies do this all the time. They have.
Actually, I have heard of the Riddler. I'm sorry. anyway, I was just thinking about that. Sorry.
I'm like done with you. So.
Okay.
So, they have technology like that in a movie. Like, you know, people go screaming live and everything.
Yeah.
But nobody else got a TV. Nobody ever got a TV in their house. It's like, what do these people do all day? Like, nobody, that big old mansion Batman lived in, I didn't see not one TV nothing.
When you're Batman and Bruce Wayne.
So the maids don't watch TV either?
The what?
Oh, the maids. His maids don't watch TV? Oh, Alfred. Alfred just sit there all day reading mail?
I'm pretty sure.
What are we doing here?
I'm pretty sure.
We need
Alfred.
TVs and TV shows.
Sure is Alfred in the movie?
Yes, Alfred is there. Oh, yeah, I did like Alfred. Alfred was like, they didn't make him like a butler. You know, normally he's playing a butler. He wasn't a butler.
He was more like a friend.
But in a more modern Batman, I do notice they knew incorporate Alfred as in like they play up on his comic book origins more, where he was like a military guy and he was more help to the family than just like the butler and serve them.
Yeah.
So they did that very well. They didn't even mention nothing like, you know, I didn't see him like walking around carrying a tray or nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nothing like that. So that was
but
cool.
Believe it or not, people are stone cold. Like I had this friend who had a maid and she had to let them go just like that, like because and they had served the fam for like 16 years and I was like, okay,
well, yeah,
people are stone cold.
Yeah, you just
and you can't afford it. I mean,
that's the world. Yeah, that's
so I don't know if that makes sense for it to be like a friend, but sometimes when I don't know, there's different occasions. But when you're filthy rich, I guess you don't have to worry stuff about.
Yeah,
about
but yeah, like that. So
especially when your parents die.
So I found the social media stuff a little silly, And let me see what else here. Did I have anything else? Let me see. The suit looked a little too leathery to me.
You're not going to be able to move in that.
Yeah, it looked a little too leathery. Like it was like, I don't know. But, you know, like I said, he's only been Batman for 2 years. So I'm sure this is like an early prototype suit type deal.
I mean, that's good explanation for why it would look too leathery. But I don't think they were going for that.
So the overall feel of the movie, the point being, let me get to the nitty gritty of this. It's more of a old school detective comics type Batman than it is like what you see in like, you know, the Justice League and stuff like that. Right. It's not really like a superhero Batman. He's a vigilante, and he uses more of his detective skills in this movie than he does like all, you know, overpowered Batman type, you know, superhero guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's more human. He's just a guy running around in a suit in this movie, which some people might like that more. Some people might like that more Batman feel than, you know, than the Batman that we see in like Justice League, where he can beat up Superman. You know what I mean?
Yeah, which I don't think that's
look. Possible. I'm not even getting into that. But where he can beat up Superman, or he's got these like really, really good high tech gadgets and stuff. Where this Batman had some stuff. I mean, don't get me wrong, he had some
but
stuff.
It's but it's still like early stages.
Yeah, still early stages, and he does more of his like his detective work, and he uses his brain more in this movie. And yeah.
So I the guess movie you come. Ha- I the, guess that like is kind of realistic.
Yeah, and it's not really like a superhero movie. It more comes across as like a horror suspense movie.
He's not a superhero.
Even a crime thriller type movie than it is like a superhero movie.
He's not a superhero.
Or a hero movie. Okay. A hero movie.
He's not a superhero.
Now we're gonna get into this. Okay.
He's Bruce Wayne at the end of the day. Like,
all right. Look.
He's not Batman. Well, he's not an alien.
Then you might like it because he comes across just, you
regular.
Know. Yeah. He's a guy. He has a suit. He has some fighting skills.
Guy running around in the
he's
suit.
Rich. He's you rich. Know? And he's smart. He does good detective work.
I feel like someone would. But
far as this being like, the best Batman movie, no.
No.
No. But I did watch the best Batman movie all time, in my opinion. So after watching this, the kids were like, kind of like, they didn't like it. And they were like, you know.
Because it was trash.
Because this was most of their first Batman movies. So they were like, nah, we not rocking with Batman like that. So I had to show them The Dark Knight last night also to show them that this is how Batman, you know, this is a good Batman movie here. Like, this is the movie. And man, The Dark Knight, so good. I rewatched it last night. It was so good. And they liked that a little better. They was feeling the Joker in that. The Joker was good. Heath Ledger nailed that. He really did. But anyways, so yeah. So overall, it was okay movie. Will I rewatch? No, I'm not. I'm not gonna watch that again.
No, sir.
Like ever in life.
Damn.
I wonder will it get. I wonder if it's gonna get the trilogy. It's set up for a sequel, of course. All of them set up for sequels. I wonder if it's gonna get the trilogy treatment, like, you know, The Dark Knight, Dark Knight Rise, Batman Begins. I wonder if it's going to get that treatment. I don't know. I'm pretty sure they didn't plan more movies or whatever, but you know how this stuff gets planned, and then later on, and you know, until they start filming and it comes out, you know, whatever. And I can see it becoming like, I can see the movies getting better, you know, like,
yeah,
you know, like the next one. Oh, okay, cool. You know? And then, 3 hours is way too long for this movie. Way too long. They could have cut this like by a good hour, and it'd have been probably a better movie. Because it's a lot of like just like filler kind of, you know. Like,
yeah,
they could have cut out some stuff and, you know, skipped some stuff, and they had like some. I'm not gonna get into it, but yeah, 3 hours is too long. I'm not rocking with the 3 hours. So yeah. Batman.
Who is rocking with 3 hours? I watched a four-hour-long movie called Golden Finch once, and it was
I'm not even getting into that. So, The Dark Knight is 2.5 hours, right? And it don't feel like 2.5 hours. I just recently saw another 3 hour movie. Spider-Man, No Way Home. Spider-Man was like 3 hours. The kids sat through that, and they didn't even notice, you know, it was 3 hours. you could feel every minute of this movie. This is 3 hours. You feel it. You hit around that hour and a half mark. You start like
checking
oh.
your phone and being like, yeah, this movie. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you like, you know, kids tapping you. Is this over yet? Who's this guy? You know what I mean? So anyway, so yeah, that was my experience of the Batman.
Did not deserve a 10. Did not deserve a 9.
No, it's a solid 7. I give it a solid 7.
I give it a solid 2.
Stop it. It was not that bad. Something I have heard from a couple people that did not like it at all. But
yes, that guy was right.
But anyway, so, you know, and of course, since this is primarily, you know, at heart, we are a video game podcast. Watching this and, you know, all this Batman hype made me get back into the Batman video games. I re-downloaded the...
what it all boils down to.
Yeah.
Where we're going to finish gaming.
Arkham Knight. Yeah, I re-downloaded Arkham Knight the other day. So I'm going to get back into the Batman video games. And yeah, those video games are so good too. Arkham Knight. Not Arkham Knight. No. I downloaded... Was it Arkham Knight? Maybe. I don't remember which one it was. It wasn't Arkham Asylum, I know. It was either the Arkham Knight or Arkham City I downloaded. I think it was Arkham Knight, though. But them three games were just so Arkham. Asylum, Knight, and City. Oh, they were so good. And, yeah, I can't wait to get back in that a little bit. I haven't played those in... It's been years. So, yeah, I can't wait to get back into those Batman video games. They do Batman video games really well. They do. They really do. But, anyway, so, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about right now, right?
I'm prepared.
You're prepared?
I'm prepared.
All right, go ahead. Kick it off.
Oh, Elden Ring.
Elden Ring.
Okay, so we played a little. Well, I didn't play. He played. Oh, because I can't start a new save. played a little bit of Elden Ring, and that was cool. Like, I think we haven't beat the golden guy yet, sadly. We leveled up a little. We found this hack.
You say we haven't beat the golden guy like we came close. No.
We did come a little close. Like, okay, we came a little close. We did beat a boss. We beat the black bandit.
I don't remember his name. To be honest, I don't know. We beat somebody.
We beat the Higgs guy.
What? Who?
The hog guy. The
we should roll down names, guy. Huh?
Yeah, we
oh, yeah, yeah,
should.
The beast guy in the cave. Yeah,
the
yeah,
beast
yeah.
guy in the cave.
We went and tried to fight Margaret, but...
No, we didn't try to fight Margaret. Margaret, no, we did not try to fight Margaret. We accidentally stumbled upon Margaret and Marguerite.
Yeah, Marguerite, yeah, and he murdered us.
He absolutely murdered us, and we were like, we're not going
but
back
But we were advancing, because the first time we went over there to Stormfall or whatever it is...
We died immediately.
Yeah, before we even got...
Oh, and in just in case you're wondering, we did not... clear that storm gate. No, we did not.
No. Well, I mean, you don't have to clear it. You just have to beat Marguerite. I'm sure...
Everyone will disappear.
Yeah, I'm sure... Well, not everybody disappear, but I'm sure, you know, it works out for you over there. Yeah. But, yeah, did not beat him. I'm going to get that tree signal, though. I'm going to get him one day. I can't wait
He's
to
not even
down.
As bad as Marguerite.
He doesn't even Marguerite. Talk, but he seems so cocky. I don't know. He
just, for real, he doesn't even have lines in the game. He's like lines, he's like he just, the first boss.
He just comes off so
arrogant.
He's not
the easiest boss, but he is the first boss.
Yeah. He just comes off so arrogant. He just sits there on his horse, his nice armor. Screw that tree signal. I can't stand him. Anyways, but yeah, so.
I really want his sword. I heard you get his sword or his little.
And I think you
weapon.
Get his armor, huh?
No, you get his weapon.
Oh, you get his weapon? Really? Oh, okay. So we did that. We found a good rune farm type deal, you know. I'm sure the trick's all over. But we do that a couple of times, level up. We got a better weapons. We defeated one of those little imp dudes and got their weapon.
Yeah.
So we got better weapons now.
But
I
they
think
can
I'm only
literally
like,
those little imp dudes in Dragon Barrel, they can literally one shot.
Yeah, they can one shot. Well, we can one shot me anyway. Yeah. So, you know, because I'm.
I feel like we need to work on our health more personally.
Yeah, we do. I saw this dude last night. He had a health bar as long as a boss is. Like,
yeah, like, I was about what? To say, like, some people have. Okay, no, but my friend. Okay, yeah, I'm just kidding. Some people have like health bars, your health bar extends whenever you get like more health.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why his health bar was like treason those health bars. You know what I mean? It was,
yeah. To be, I think we need a, we're on the lake guy. Right now we're trying to beat the lake guy.
Yeah, the guy over in the boat over in,
what's his name?
Where's that? Where's he at?
Mariner?
Yeah, Mariner or something. I don't know, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, he's not a hard boss, but we're pretty sure we can beat him. But what we need to have is holy weapons, because if you beat a skeleton with a holy weapon,
he doesn't come back. Well, but they don't come back. I think he kills them himself, and then he spawns them. Like yeah, whole new but ones.
Like if you do that, they don't keep them like rebooting like right away, and you don't have them as many to deal with. Yeah, I don't know. I really like the game, but the farming hack we came out because we don't really have, or I don't, I have time, but he doesn't have time to really like.
Sit down and properly play
the game.
Because you probably need to. Yeah, I mean, you need hours upon hours with this game because you need to farm, level up, fight bosses. So when I normally game, I get 2 hours maybe. And, you know, I get like 2 hours at a time to play. This Friday, though, I think we put in probably like 4 hours.
Yeah.
Because I was able to level up. I'm almost a level 30 now, I think. 25 or 26. Yeah, which is low. I was watching this dude last night on YouTube. He's like
56.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I got this farming thing to get, you know, 2 million runes in an hour. Let me show you this trick. Okay, so first, right, you got your level up, right? You know, I think I'm at 169 now, and I'm like, what?
169?
Yes, he's like 100 level, 169. He was the one I saw. His bar was like, the whole screen was his health or something. It was crazy. and he's like, I could just one-shot these guys, but I'm just going to run through them right now. You know, it's like, I hate you. But yeah,
the farming hack we found is not really is efficient, but like at the same time, it barely works sometimes. Like
it's I think
if you didn't know already, it's the ball.
Yeah, the one. Ball rolling off the cliff thing. If you don't know about that, just look up on YouTube. It's everywhere. But I don't know. I think I'm not doing it correctly every time.
Yeah, because if you have any tips of what to do in that case,
Yeah, I just watch a YouTube video, but it rolls off, and sometimes it gives it to me, sometimes it don't. But it's got to be a quicker way. It's got to be like somewhere that gives you more runes or something.
Yeah, or like a one hit boss.
And also I need to really get somebody to play with me. We've been trying to coordinate something with you know, some people I know, and it just timing just never works out for us.
Internet, but I think stuff like that.
Yeah, but I think soon as I can get in with like a group of players that's been playing and they can help me out, I think I'll be able to level up a lot faster, and so I can go beat some of these stronger enemies. You know what I mean? So I'm still having fun with the game. Obviously,
you're literally glitching over there.
I know I am. Everybody else is too. Every podcast, video game podcast I listen to,
someone to play with. And that's how you level up fast. Way to level up.
Just every video game podcast I listened to this week, leading up to now, mentioned Elden Ring. Like, they're still playing Elden Ring. Like, everybody is still into it. And that's good. The game is still fun, even though you die a lot and it's aggravating.
It's a massive RPG.
Yeah, even though you die a lot and all that, I'm still having a blast with it. Yeah, it's RPG, Souls game, RPGs, levels.
Okay, good. And I was like, wait.
I do want to learn how to do magic. I need to find a staff to do magic. I heard it was one in Dragon's Burrow. I need to go hunt that up.
Yeah,
so I can at least cast like minor spells, you know, something.
Like a healing spell would be really nice.
Or just, I want a murder spell. That's what I want. Something to kill stuff very quickly.
I like the fire, and I really like the fire in Skyrim, because that stuff like handles stuff fast. I mean, continuing what level you have like right there, but it does. I like how it's like continuously fire.
I got, remember I went and got the, I found a turtle pendant or something.
What does that even
do? I have no idea. I don't know. Like, I need to read up on that.
I feel like we should have beat the boss first before we got that, but I don't know.
I don't know. Excuse me. But it was easy to get. Like, yeah, I just went down in a cave. Some turtles was in there. And
for real.
I was ready to kill the turtles, but I realized they were turtles, so I passed them up. And open
the
chest.
But the thing is, the talismans are really heavy.
Oh, yeah. But I wonder what it does. I don't know. I might have to, I don't know. I'm going to check that out. But I think I got the stone key from something. Good thing.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, good thing. I just had randomly had that stone key. I don't know where we got it from.
I forgot where we got it from.
Yeah, but yeah, opened it up and got a turtle talisman. So we'll see how that works out for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Finding maps in this game is really hard. Like,
yeah, really. Like, I mean, it's people are like, no, it's not. There wasn't over by the, you know, yeah, whatever. I didn't find two maps.
Yeah, for real. We found Limestone East and Limestone West.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, that's Limgrave.
Limgrave.
Yeah, not limestone. I think limestone's a type of stone you use to for driveways and stuff.
Okay, thank you for that information.
All right, so yeah, still having a blast with Elden Ring.
It's really fun. Like, it's a really fun game because you just want to keep on leveling up and you just want to keep on
playing. And I'm totally an antisocial gamer, but normally, but with this game, I'm like, please play with me. You know, please play with me, you know. So anyways, moving on. All right, so before we get out of here, just quick news thing. It was a very slow week in news for gaming.
Mm-hmm.
This week is a few things happened, but nothing I feel like I really want to touch on this podcast. Other, you know, but one thing I do want to, so I seen, I think it was yesterday, maybe the day before, Nintendo and EA Sports have stopped selling their digital games in Russia. And I know last week, or might have been beginning of this week, the president of Ukraine, I don't know if they call him the president or whatever he is of Ukraine, prime minister, whatever they call it, a Ukrainian head person over there, he called out for video game companies to help him out by stop, you know, selling games and, you know, this, that, and other, and over in Russia, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so it seems like some video game companies have
complied.
Complied, heeded his call. And yeah, I think I saw Xbox, if I'm not mistaken, is not doing business over there right now.
Mm.
So it's really sad because it's not really like
the
Russian people's fault. It's, you know,
their
government, and that, you know, they got to feel the wrath of, you know, I'm sure Vladimir Putin.
I'm pretty sure they have a lot of more things to worry about.
Yeah, than video games. But still, you know, it's still
a little bit like...
You know, it's still like at the end of the day when, you know, maybe you're not thinking about the war that's happening. You can sit down and play a video game and...
Oh, yeah.
You log on and you can't even, like, get on a server or something because Xbox has locked your country out or whatever. You know what I mean? And I'm sure Vladimir Putin's not, you know, and, you know, sitting at home going, you know, throwing his controller down. I can't. He probably doesn't care. You know?
For real.
He probably could care less. But it's just sad they're going through that right now. And for Russian and Ukrainian people, you know, that they're suffering because of probably decisions of not very many. You know, it's probably not very many people that made this decision to, you know, have this conflict. And, you know, it's the people that have to suffer. So. Hope they get this all worked out soon and hope, you know, we can get all gaming back online over in Russia and, you know, stuff like that for the people. I don't care about the government. I'm talking about the people. You know what I mean? You know, the people that didn't decide to do any of this, you know, but unfortunately they have to suffer. All right. Well, thank you for listening to another episode. And yeah, that's it, Em.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you want to add before we get out of here?
Synopsis is a word.
Synopsis, really?
Yes.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Be well.
Be well. Synopsis. Yeah.